Did you know that you might save thousands of dollars by rolling your IRA into a Roth? To see if it would help you or to find out more great retirement planning suggestions, visit FinancialSafari.com. That's FinancialSafari.com.
And we're back on the Financial Safari. Kit Fitzsimmons here. And as always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services based in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kit. How are you doing yourself?
Doing fine. Well, I thought we'd start off with a sort of summary topic of discussion. We hear all the time about folks heading into retirement and saying it's time to head out for the golf course. So let's take a look at some ways that retirement can be a little bit like the golf course. Starting off, certainly holes in one are very exciting, even in putt-putt, but even more so on a real golf course. But I don't know if you know this, John, but in the history of the Masters, there have been 27 holes in one ever made during the tournament, three of those this year. Now, by the way, those 27 holes in one have been made by 27 different golfers. And even more interestingly than that, a hole in one has never been made by a golfer who ended up winning that tournament. So what's the lesson here?
Well, obviously, it's like getting the home run in baseball. They're very, very hard to get. A lot of people strike out. But like you said, the golf analogy is great. You got to stay the course. You got to have a steady plan. You got to have a good game plan. Hitting that once-off shot, getting that once-off big hit normally doesn't happen for people. So again, understanding how golf works. Like I said, I was just golfing myself over the weekend. It's a struggle, and so is planning for retirement. You know, it can be very, very frustrating. You can't be out there hitting that one big, looking, hoping that big home run that you're going to put everything in one investment or whatever you're going to do, and that's going to make you the next Microsoft or whatever. So again, have a good game plan in place, and we always talk about the buckets and what bucket are you going to pull from, and diversification. You know, diversification is like having more clubs in your bag. You know, you just don't go around with 10 different drivers in there. You have to have different clubs to get you what you need to do and understand what the purpose for each one is. You know, one club is for hitting a pitching wedge. You know, that might be for your short-term money. You know, if you're going to plan a vacation, you know, the driver is, you know, you might hit in the long haul. That's your retirement money. That's how I would sit down and look at it. So again, it's a great analogy that you brought up thinking about golf, but you know what? It really does. It has a lot of lessons in it. And like you said, same thing when it comes to investing. Not a lot of people hit the big ones. You know, if we did, we'd all be sitting on a beach with the little umbrellas in our hand.
Exactly.
In our drinks.
Well, if you need any help making sure you're looking at your full plan across the board, considering all of your options and looking out to win the green jacket at the end rather than making that hole in one once, the number to call to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, you were mentioning clubs a little bit earlier, and when we think about that, what kind of golfer would ever walk around with just one or two different clubs in his golf bag? I mean, you can't play an entire round with just a putter or a driver. You couldn't even do it with a putter and a driver. I mean, you need long irons, short irons, wedges, maybe even a special hybrid club or two, and the same is true with money, right? So when we're looking at the bucket strategy, how do we look at these buckets the same way that we would look at clubs in a golf bag?
Well, there's so many different things that are out there in our lifetime as far as what can do to make a few dollars for us. I mean, that's what we're all here to do, you know, is trying to get a nice steady return on our money. Like sometimes you're going to pull out the driver and go for the big hit. You're always going to have the long shots when it comes to investing. But you got to have all the middle clubs, like you said, the utility clubs. You have to have your short-term money. Where's my emergency funds coming from? What are we going to do for college for our children? What are we going to do for pre-retirement years? You know, and then we have the retirement needs. And where's the money? Where's the source of money going to come from? Is it real estate? Like I said, is it annuities? Is it life insurance? You know, there's so many different things out there that people can do today. Precious metals is one of them. I mean, hey, if you even can get the speculative stuff if you wanted to. So it's just understanding how you're going to set yourself up in retirement. What is your risk tolerance? You know, what is your time horizons? What is your taxable exposure going to be? These are all things you have to sit down with your whoever you're doing your taxes with, your retirement planners, and just get some of the different alternatives that are out there. And I fully believe in working with a team. I mean, not one person is going to offer all of them things to you. So just be diversified and understanding. I would deal with specialists that work in this industry and just understand what the client is looking for. You know, some people don't have a taste for real estate. They don't like dealing with renters or dealing with property owners or dealing with rental tenants. I mean, there's so many different things that go into it. There's great money to be made, but it's not for everybody.
Well, that brings up a great point when you talk about working with someone. Now, some people could play a round of golf without a caddy, say, and do just fine. But the true professionals out there, always you see them with a caddy to help them along the way, making club recommendations, pointing out hazards to avoid, and sometimes even just having that good conversation so that you can keep your mind on the game rather than have your mind wandering, right?
Absolutely. Again, you got to have a focus and you got to have a game plan. Now, I always look at Jordan Spieth. We were talking about the young prodigy, all these young guys today. They go around these courses. They have their plan set up before they ever take the clubs out of the bag. They know what they're going to do on each and every hole, and they have a game plan on how they're going to do there. Now, obviously, there's going to be some times we're going to get driven off course. You know, you're going to have the wayward tee shot. We're going to have the same thing when it comes to our investments. You know, there's always going to be one or two that goes bad. That's why you have the other clubs to get you out of them bad situations. So it's the same thing when it comes to your investing. You might have a couple of things that take you back a little bit, but hopefully you have another couple of things in your bag and another couple of investments set up where you're diversified, where it'll offset some of the losses you might have in the future.
Well, that is what we're always looking for, ways to make sure that we are on the right track earlier rather than later. If you need any help taking a look at your financial situation, if you want to make sure you've got the help you need while you're out on the financial golf course, today is the day to get the process started. Give John Kelly a call at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to take advantage of your weekly offer. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kit. For any of our listeners who want to come in and get a complete income plan put together, we'll do a Social Security Maximization Report for you, and we'll get a copy of Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about a lot of different strategies about taking tax-free retirement income as we approach our golden years and make sure the money lasts us for our lifetime.
Well, the number is 800-477-1135, and today is the perfect opportunity to get the process started. This is a fantastic offer. And if you are procrastinating, if you are putting off until tomorrow what you could do today, please stop. Pick up the phone and give John Kelly a call. If you put it off till tomorrow, you might put it off till next week, till next month, till next year, and you don't want to be out there on the real golf course suddenly realizing that you've forgotten to plan for the financial golf course. You want to get through your entire 18 holes in your retirement. So make sure you're sitting down with a financial coach who can run you through all the options, who can help make sure you've got the right clubs in your bag, and who is playing the long game, not looking for one hole-in-one that you can brag about but not live on. The number to call is 800-477-1135. We'll continue the conversation with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services in just a few minutes. There's more Financial Safari on the way.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. One of the most common questions I get from landlords is how to screen tenants. And the biggest lesson I want to convey here is that you can't be in a rush when you have somebody apply for that property to be a tenant, and you cannot make this a must-do deal because that's when you will pick the wrong person. You have to completely and thoroughly investigate anybody that applies to rent your property. And here's some of the things you can do. You can do an identity verification, first of all, to make sure they are who they say they are. Number two, check with current and prior landlords. Now, of course, there are laws as well as reluctance sometimes that prior and current landlords will not tell you the truth, but at least get an idea of whether or not you think they're being truthful with you. You can always stop by their current property and drop something off, quote unquote, just to see how they keep up with their property there, because likely that's how they're going to treat your property as well. Always require a paycheck stub. This is important to verify employment. You need people that are making money so that they can pay you money for their rent. Also, of course, look for prior evictions. Have they been kicked out of a prior property? This is important as well, because those evictions cost you time and money. And of course, always check with a criminal background check as well as a credit check. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.